Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is God faithful in everything, believe it or not? Thank you, Jesus. Things are getting crazier. The breaking of new ground is getting more and more intense. Evil's being exposed. Businesses are collapsing. All kinds of things are going on. In fact, before we even get started, I want to share this with you. There's been a mass layoff of employees. 137,800. Wow. And these are companies that are Intel, Tesla, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, and many others. And these are all in what color states? Yep, blue states. They're not red. They're blue. 137,000. Many of these companies are leaving the United States and going to India. It's incredible what's going on. Now you've got the dock workers that are striking, which is going to cost $500 million a day. Or half a billion, something like that. Yeah. Per day. And once the ship's back up, of course, some of this food is going to go bad. They can only hold it for so long. And then what's going to happen is the truckers will have nothing to move. So there'll be a ripple effect of all of this. People will begin to diminish their stocks. They'll begin to invest in other things, green things, things that are life-changing. And in this time right now, why? Because it is breaking new ground. We're entering a whole new reality that's going to be released. There's going to be a change of everything. I'm telling you, it's Red October. And then if you've ever seen the movie Red October, there was a turnaround, wasn't there? In fact, we got one of the high-tech Russian submarines that the captain of that ship decided to book Russia and come to the United States and expose all their technology. But things are turning around. For me and you, great. Chaos is going to increase. It's going to get worse. We're going to have more eruptions, more earthquakes, more volcanoes, all kinds of things like that. But it's going to draw people to a place of awakening, fear, and run to someone that knows what the heck's going on. And that's where we're going to stand. Because we're going to be that Joseph ministry. Amen? That's what's raising up right now. That's what God is raising up everywhere. The Joseph ministry. But the thing what the enemy's trying to do is bring a place where there's self-imposed boundaries. In other words, he's trying to get you to create your own boundaries and not allow God to create your boundaries. See, if he can get you to step over the boundaries that God has predestined, then chaos can come. That's why we must be very careful. And not self, which is the old man, to create our boundaries. Not emotions to create boundaries. Although we need to have boundaries of emotion, don't we? Those are inner boundaries. Would you turn to Acts 17? Oh, hallelujah. It's happening. We're in it. It's already started. I love it. I don't know if you heard or not, but it was on the, I don't know if this is true. You can't believe anything on YouTube, you know. I don't even know if I should say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Now, they were out doing construction at Taylor Swift's, her and her husband's new mansion. And they found tunnels underneath their home. And they haven't said where they were going to, but there's tunnels under there that are going to places. Most likely for smuggling. And it ain't dope. It's most likely children. Acts 17, please. Hallelujah. Anyways, God's got a plan. And he's exposing all of this corruption. Corruption, we're going to reach the highest levels of chaos and the highest levels of blessing. We're in it. It's already started. Acts 17, 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of asparagus. I know it. I like asparagus. You know, it's good cleansing for your kidneys and stuff. Areopagus. And said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I'm going to proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and what? Boundaries for their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord and grope for him, that they might grope for him and find him, and though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are the his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this by raising him from the dead." So we know that right now these boundaries were protection, the protective boundaries. You know, think about this. Those, what is the Democratic Party trying to do? Keep open borders. That's open boundaries for anyone to cross over. Even God established boundaries and borders so they didn't cross over. If they were going to come across, they had to have approval. There was no open borders. In fact, if you remember some of the old days, if somebody came on your piece of property, they got shot for trespassing. Now if you shoot somebody for trespassing, you're the one that goes to jail. Because they're changing laws, or trying to anyways. They're manipulating things to turn it to their way. Because they can't win anything in the righteous way, they have to cheat. That's why all the temptations of voting and all the other things and all of the stuff that's happening right now. But God is exposing and shaking up all the wicked. Why? So the humanity can see the deep, deep darkness of what's going on. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, curses the man who what? Trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, shall not see when what? Good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not what? Inhabited. But blesses the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and he will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind or the thoughts. even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Cursed, self-imposed boundaries, trusting in man. These are boundaries, and in these boundaries, they're not only self-imposed boundaries, but there's boundaries, or what we call borders, boundaries of limitations, prideful boundaries of the heart. And, you know, when people lose trust in God, they begin to create their own boundaries. Does everybody understand it? They begin to create their own boundaries. Why? Because they lose the trust. People begin to rely on their talents instead of God. And in that, begin to create their own boundaries. Now, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? But there are still limitations of what we can do. And he's put these boundaries for us. There are things that he's, you know, that's why sometimes he doesn't answer the prayer, because it's beyond the boundary of faith. People ask an assumption or an hope instead of faith. He's given us things already. You already know. That's why we have a witness within us of what we're to speak and pray for, what we're to decree. It's already in us. We want to be approved by God of what we're doing, so that these boundaries maintain. In other words, when you're in these boundaries, you're protected. It's when you're out of the boundaries that you become open targets. Does everybody understand? 1 Peter 5, verse 5. In verse 5, let's speak it. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. See, when you cast your cares upon God, you maintain the boundary in the boundaries. It's when you go beyond, when you start trying to fix things yourself, you go beyond boundaries, unless you've been directed by the Lord. Whatever the Lord sends you and directs you, you're protected. Amen. If you're not being sent by the Lord to go do something, you walk away from the protection and those boundaries. But be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which is consistent, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or take out. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you are not the only one. Proud. Proud. Humble. Devil seeks to entice us to cross over the boundaries of protection and create self-imposed boundaries where he imprisons us. These are false boundaries. They're false protection. We're to be alert and consistent. One of the things I want to call these, they become extended boundaries of deception. They become extended boundaries of deception. They become emotional boundaries of offense. How many of y'all know that you need to have boundaries around your emotions? How about boundaries of greed? That's why the Bible tells us something vitally important. Without revelation, my people, what? Take off the restraints. The restraints of what? The flesh. And if you can't restrain your flesh, you can't restrain the enemy. These boundaries are set by the Holy Spirit. And when God begins to expand your boundaries, there's always confirmation. You don't go beyond those boundaries. You wait on the Lord. It's important to wait on the Lord. Amen? Now, God will give us dreams and visions and revelations. You'll have a witness in your spirit. And it's always good to get things confirmed. Amen? Philippians chapter 1. Hallelujah. You know, we all have plans. We all have hopes and desires of certain things. But if you stay in the boundaries and not go beyond them, God's going to establish what he wants, not what we want. Amen? Because if we start making what we want, then they become self-imposed boundaries, and they bring what? Bondage and captivity. We want freedom. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Philippians 1 verse 9, please. In this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without what? Offense. Till the day of Christ. See, the enemy's always trying to get people to get offended so they cross over the boundary. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Powerful. Sincere without offense. Listen, we're all going to be attacked. Welcome to the earth. Don't fall in that place of offense. Forgive, bless. Because, you know, the Bible says when you forgive and bless, coal and fire is coming down on them. So praise God, you're going to see them cook later. Amen? Let vengeance be of God, not of us. Stay in the boundaries and everything's going to work to the good. I'm not saying people can't become jerks, because they do. But it's the spirit of jerk. But remember, where's the influence come from? The unseen realm. That's where we always have to maintain focus. In other words, one of the things that can happen is you want to be careful. Listen, we all want to increase. We all want to do better. And there's nothing wrong with that. But make sure that what you're doing is confirmed with God. You know, people begin to work more hours for more money. When God didn't tell them to do that. Does everybody get that? In other words, we always want to, that's why the word says acknowledge the Lord and he'll establish your steps, right? So if I'm at work and I'm deciding to do something more, I mean, is it prideful to try to impress someone? Yes, it is. It's prideful. You don't need to impress nobody. God knows who you are. Amen. We're already pre-approved. You don't need to impress anybody. We want to be examples. Amen. That's why we work hard. That's why we do other things extra. We go the extra mile, but it's directed by the Lord, not by what we want. Everything must be directed by the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? He's going to direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That's a wise guy's. Fear the Lord and depart from what? Evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the enemy entices to expand your own boundaries without permission. Without what? Permission. Every one of us has made that mistake in that arena, thinking we can do something that we didn't. You know, we kept doing something. I got it now. I can do this. Bam, 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 bam. Try and expand it. And then it backfires on you. It's called pride. Because we're trying to create our own boundaries. Psalm 140, verse 4. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps what? Stumble. The proud have hidden a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. They've set what? Traps. What's this trap? To get you over the boundaries. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked schemes, lest they be what? Exalted. Hallelujah. Yes, the enemy entices us and sets traps of bitterness, offense, greed, to leave the boundaries of protection. And many fall and lose trust in God. Some people have never come back. Again, the enemy is roaring to see whom he can devour like never before. You'll be challenged in multiple ways. In fact, you'll be challenged many times, multiple times in the same way. Proverbs 1 verse 10. My son, if sinners do what? Entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their pain, from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Sinners entice. How many all demons entice? Amen? Well, a sinner that's enticing is a demonized individual that's enticing. That's all. Proverbs 2, verse 10. Speak it. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of righteousness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman or man, from a seductress who flatters with their lips or words, who forsake the companion of their youth, who forgets the covenant of her God, for her house leads down to death, and her paths to death. None who go to her return, nor do they regain paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness, and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Well, you're seeing that happen now. It's manifesting all over the place. The seductive spirit that entices, and it causes people to drift, to be distracted and lose focus. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt each one a measure of faith. For we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberally, he who leads with diligence, and he who so shows mercy with cheerfulness. So these are gifts of God. Everybody's been given a measure of gifts and faith, besides spiritual gifts. But there's boundaries to everyone. I've known individuals that use the gifts of the Spirit to profit. That's beyond the boundaries. And then I've seen chaos come to their lives. Because they're utilizing, they're manipulating their talents and abilities to gain money, because we are laborers to the Lord. We are servants of the Most High. You know, even though we may operate in the gifts, one thing I don't like is self-proclaimed prophets. You don't need to be a self-proclaimed prophet. People will know where you're a prophet or not. Just because somebody prophesies doesn't mean they hold an office of prophet. Just because somebody moves in the gifts of the Spirit doesn't mean that they're a prophet. But I've seen many of these individuals that use the gifts for profit. And it's beyond the boundaries. And it's sinful. I remember one time I was doing some construction, and it was at this pastor's office. And when I was in the office, he was on the phone. He says, "Yeah, I think I'm leaving this ministry to find another ministry that pays more." Wow, I thought, wow, this guy's not serving a God. He's not serving the Lord. He's just looking for a job that pays more. It was grieving to my spirit. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Actually, I wanted to rebuke him, but I wanted to get paid. Hallelujah. Each measure of faith, these are gifts with boundaries of protection. James chapter 1. These are inner boundaries. There's boundaries that your thoughts and so forth. We want boundaries over everything. They're not bondage boundaries. They're protective boundaries. That's why you want boundaries over your mouth. Amen? Restrain. So you don't speak the things you want to say. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. That's where we're going. 1:12. Blessed the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his what? Own desires, and then what? Enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every precious gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of what? First fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For everyone who is a hearer of the word and not a doer is like a man who observes his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately he what? Forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Psalm 141, verse 1. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. The lifting of my hands is an evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing. So he's asking for boundaries over his heart and his mouth and his mind and so forth. To practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. Do not let me eat of their what? Delicacies. Let the righteous do what? Strike me. Slap me. It shall be a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It shall be an excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayers against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. Overcome all the enticements. Set a guard over our mouth, boundaries and borders. Hey, there should be no open borders on your mouth. Amen. You got to get rid of all these illegal entities, because illegal entities have crossed over the borders. And I'm going to close at 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. You know, one of the things about Moses, he had Aaron to speak for him. So when he got ticked off, he didn't have to say nothing. Aaron spoke. So it doesn't mean you get away with it. Amen? Even if you have somebody go with you to say, look, why don't you tell them what I'm thinking? You can't do that. Even if they're a jerk. You forgive, you bless, and you walk away. And you can't give them any insignias of any kind that would kind of, you know, because it's still the same thing. Don't give them sign language that says something else. Let God take care of it. Maintain in the boundaries of protection, because that's all the enemy is trying to do, is entice us to step over the boundaries. That's all he wants to do. Don't be deceived. Amen. Let as many bondservants, is everybody there? Are under the yoke, count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them, because those who are benefited as are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches otherwise, do not consent to, and don't consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourselves. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing and these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But you men and women of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. lay hold of on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep his commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only Pontiff and King of kings and Lord of lords, who also has immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, who no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power in Jesus' mighty name. And we've seen many people cross over the boundaries in perversion and love of money. People are doing great things to do whatever it takes to survive. But you and I are not in a life of survival. We are in a life of surrender. And when you're in a life of surrender, you're in the boundaries of protection. Trust, rest, and wait. Amen? Yes, we're to defend certain things. We're to defend ourselves in certain things. But you know what? We're first strikers. We're attackers. But we attack where? In prayer. In prayer. You don't have to put on Facebook all kinds of stuff and whatever. You don't have to expose people. Because you know what happens? When people are exposing people on Facebook, the only thing they do is exposing themselves. It doesn't matter. We shouldn't give a hoot. Amen? Why? Because we're blessed. We're predestined. We're appointed. We have a covenant and promises, and the benefits of God are far more exceeding and greater. Watch what you see, what's getting ready to happen. Hold on to your seats. Make some popcorn and watch this great movie. Great movie. Yeah. Red October. Watch. You're going to see a lot of stuff starting this month. More and more arrests. More and more weasels. More and more stoolies. Man, they're right out saying, man, I'm going to tell on everyone. I ain't going to jail. They're all going to jail. Even if they tell on one another. It don't matter. Because they're already in prison anyway. Spiritual prison. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Lord, help us to not hold any offense towards anyone or unforgiveness or bitterness so that it would keep our own boundaries of bondage. But we ask that you put guards over our lips and boundaries in this, so we be more sensitive to the boundaries that you've established, not creating self-imposed boundaries that are offensive to you. So, Lord, we don't want to walk in the area of pride. We want to walk in the area of humbleness and humility, in the area of surrender and not survival, because you're the God that holds it all. You hold our life. You hold our breath. You hold our spirit. You hold our health. You hold it all, and you have the last say. So, Lord, we want you to have the last say in everything we do so that your name would be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.